Minimalism, a journey to happiness. Minimalism is a lifestyle that involves focusing on the things we most value and letting go of those that distract us. It isn't a new philosophy, but in the 21st century, it has gained renewed popularity. It can have a more positive impact on the environment by promoting a more economical and less wasteful way of life. Here are two minimalists who have discovered the true value of their lives through minimalism.
Happiness beyond material possessions. Hi, I'm Anna Huang. I want to share with you my journey into minimalism and how it has brought me happiness beyond material possessions. Back in high school, I felt like I was stuck in an endless cycle of consumerism. I was always comparing myself to others and never satisfied with what I had. But my whole perspective changed when I discovered minimalism. It made me wonder whether possessions could truly bring me joy or simply keep me feeling trapped. I began to take small steps in making changes in my life by asking myself questions about the things that I owned. Why did I want to keep a certain item? Did I even know that I had this item? Have I used this item in the last 12 months? Would I take this item if I moved? Then, I removed 90% of my possessions by putting everything I owned in boxes and only unpacking the items I needed to use over the course of a week. I donated the items I had never used, which helped me feel freer from the mindless consumerist culture and allowed me to focus on myself. Now, I didn't stop buying products or clothes, but I started making deliberate and mindful choices. I would ask myself whether I had space for the items and if I would use them often. When I shopped for clothes, for instance, I would look for pieces that were more timeless and would remain stylish even after a particular trend passed. Also, for my birthday, I started asking for experience gifts rather than physical items. I would ask for concert tickets or have lunch with a friend. That way, I wouldn't be stuck with a bunch of physical gifts that I didn't want. And let me tell you, it has brought me so much joy and happiness. I recognize that not everyone can make the major change I did toward minimalism, but I believe that everyone can benefit from the movement. Everybody has his or her own interpretation of minimalism, and there's a huge spectrum of how it is expressed. At its core, minimalism involves decluttering your life to create more space for what truly brings you happiness and living with better intentions.
A Traveler's Journey to Minimalism. I'm Tom Ferris, and I'd like to share my story about how I got into minimalism as a traveler. As someone who values experiences over possessions, I've learned that replacement should be the last resort. During my trips around Europe, I've met many travelers and noticed that they tried to fix their items rather than replace them. They would fix whatever was broken, torn, or damaged, and while their items wouldn't be perfect, they were still usable. In contrast, as I reflected on myself, I realized that I had prioritized convenience, ease, and newness. I used to be one of those people who would carelessly buy things online. I would buy them because I was into new designs or the current trend, and later I would simply throw most of them away. But after being inspired by these people who value their items, I decided to do the same. So, I started to repair and trade in as many items as possible to extend their life instead of throwing them away. For example, one day, while I was exploring a small town in France, my backpack strap started to tear. Rather than buying a new backpack, I remembered the value of repairing and decided to fix the strap using a sewing kit that I brought along. Even though the repair wasn't perfect, it worked and allowed me to continue my travels without any issues. As a minimalist traveler, I don't collect souvenirs or buy things I don't need. Additionally, by traveling light, I avoid paying extra for heavy bags and missing out on spontaneous opportunities. For example, during a trip to Italy, I came across a walking tour by chance and was able to join it since I had packed light. This allowed me to make new friends and gain valuable insights into the city's culture and history. Minimalism is more than just a trend or fad to me. It's a mindset and lifestyle that has allowed me to experience more of the world and have adventures I never thought possible. I believe that by simplifying our travel plans and focusing on what's important, we can make as many meaningful memories as we want and positively impact the world.